It's time for this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. As of this week, we're doing our new Tuesday-Thursday format. Thursdays will be dedicated to the Mendocino Coast Clinics. Tuesdays will be District Hospital. And as always, previous episodes are archived as podcasts on our website at kozt.com. So anything you missed before, you can hear it there. We have a special guest and a special announcement today, so I'll turn it over to Joe at the Coast News Desk.
All right, thank you. And indeed, you may want to spread the word of your friends who don't listen at live that indeed, as Dred just said, we do put this in a podcast on our website just a few minutes after we do the program, because we have a major program this morning. I'm just going to switch straight over to William Lee, who's the Mendocino Coast District Hospital Director of Medical Staff Services. Take it away.
Good morning. This is Will. As you've broadcast extensively this morning, the Fort Bragg City Council met last night. This morning, the city manager and the city council will be sending a letter to the state health director requesting a mobile lab for Mendocino County. So it's my understanding that the supervisors will also be asking for a mobile lab for the county to increase our testing capacity. So the meeting was a long one last night, but we covered quite a bit of information. I'd like to introduce our chief of medical staff, Dr. William Miller.
Thank you, Will. As you know, we have been preparing for the eventuality that we will have COVID-19 here in our community. We know that that's been coming. And we wanted to let the community know that yesterday we were informed that one of our staff members has tested positive for COVID-19. We immediately responded to that by notifying the health department, and we have been working closely with the health department to deal with this situation. We have developed a list of all of the patients and staff who were in contact with this person, and we immediately began testing our own staff. As of this morning, we've already tested over 30 of our own staff. We expect to get results later today, and we're going to be testing another 30 or 40 of our staff by the end of the day. The results of that will help us understand whether or not this is simply an isolated case or whether we have a more broad spread. We also have developed a list of all of the patients that this person may have taken care of, and we will be notifying those patients and offering testing to them as well as instructing them on self-isolation. I know that this news may come as a surprise to some people, but I would like to just respectfully remind everybody in the community that, once again, this is the eventuality that we've been preparing for some time, and that this is also going to be our situation moving forward in the next year or two with respect to this pandemic. This is the third time that we've responded to a potential situation like this in our hospital, and the other two, it turned out that the employee in question tested negative. In this case, as I said, the employee in question has tested positive. So we want to reassure everybody that we're dealing with it, and also reassure everybody that the employee in question, while having symptoms, is doing well, and that's very important to us. Safety of our staff and our patients remains the absolute most important thing for us. Throughout this person's working here, this person has always been wearing a mask. And as you know, throughout our hospital, we have a very robust and stringent policy around everybody wearing masks and frequent hand washing and distancing. So it may well be that this is going to end up being just an isolated or very small contained situation. But as I said, we don't know. We just learned this yesterday afternoon. We're already in the process of doing the necessary contact tracing and testing in concert with the health department, and we will absolutely keep the community informed. I will be dedicating this week's Miller Report for my portion of that report to giving a little bit more information. However, remember that we have to be respectful of this person's privacy, And so while I will be giving more information, it won't be a full report of everything that would be private for this person, because we do need to respect this person's privacy. Judy Leach, our new Chief Administrative Officer here at the hospital, will add some additional insight, and I'm going to turn it over to Judy. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Miller. And I really want to share my deep appreciation for the leadership of Dr. Miller and the staff here, frontline staff, who are taking every precaution every day. For weeks, the organization here has taken all the precautionary measures for everyone that enters this building, including universal masking. We've maintained social distancing, the frequent hand washing and hygiene. We've conducted screenings of everyone that's entered our building. And we continue to take temperatures of everyone that enters the building to rule out fevers. We have limited our visitation to reduce foot traffic and potential contact. So all of these measures have been in place for weeks and weeks, and we will continue to do the right thing for our staff, our patients, and our community. I want to thank this community for maintaining social distancing and wearing masks at all times. We will all do our part to help mitigate the situation that is indeed a worldwide pandemic. You know, as of yesterday, there were over 1,344 cases in the United States. So COVID-19 is a reality for communities all over this nation, and we'll all do our part to continue to practice the proper things to help flatten the curve.
I guess the one question I have to whomever would wish to answer it, when do you have any idea when you'll be able to tell the public if this is an isolated case, or small containment, and any idea at all when we would know that?
Yes, so that's a very important question. We expect to have the first results of the 30 staff that we tested last night. We expect to have that result within the next few hours, and probably by the end of today or early tomorrow, we'll have the results for all of the 40 or so staff that might have been in contact over the time course that this person has been working here. So as soon as we have that kind of information, we will share it. It may even be available by the time I put out the Miller report. So obviously that's really important. But I suspect, and it's a little early, of course, to say for sure, but I suspect that this is going to likely be a very small contained situation. And the reason, and what I'm basing that on, is the fact that given how long ago it was that the person worked here, I would have expected, which was over a week ago when they actually worked here, I would have expected people to start calling in sick from the hospital or our fever logs to start showing positive fevers by now if we had an outbreak. Once again, the vast majority of people who contract this illness will start showing symptoms within 2 to 4 days, and still the majority is within 7 days. Now, we always talk about 2 to 14 days.
Yes.
But 2 to 14 days is a number that we use just to make sure that we catch all those straggling outliers. But the vast majority of people, if they're from the time of exposure to the onset of symptoms, the majority of those people are 2 to 4 days, maybe out to 7 days. And that is actually beyond when the patient, when the person who worked here, who works here, I should say, last worked. So once again, the idea is that if we were in fact having an outbreak, we would be seeing people coming in sick to the ER, reporting fevers amongst staff, or our fever testing would start showing fevers. And so far, we've had none of that. So it may well be that once again, out here on the coast, we're very fortunate, and we may this may not turn out to be a big situation. But on the other hand, if it is, if it does turn out to be a broader situation, then we are prepared to respond to that. And like I said, we've been preparing for this eventuality for weeks. We know that eventually it will be here in this community, just like every other community in the country, eventually. And when that eventuality happens, we will be prepared to respond. And lastly, I just want to remind people that we are working very closely with the health department and following their guidance in how to manage this situation.
All right, and I'm going to have to do a little homework on the air here. To keep up on this, will the information come through the county health department, or would you be contacting me? Will knows how to contact me. He has my email. Will county health sort of take over, or what are the mechanics there?
I would say that the mechanics are that it is our goal here at this hospital, and certainly the goal of Adventist Health leadership, to make sure that we are as transparent and informative with the community as possible. So we will be putting out communication to the community through multiple modalities as we gain more information. So that would probably be all of the above. It, as I said, my Miller report, which I will submit this afternoon to the newspapers,
yes,
will have as much information as I'm able to provide. We will probably be able to give you periodic updates on your radio show here. Judy Leach has already put together a public statement to be given to the newspapers, and we will continue here at the hospital and in Venice Health of making sure that we provide a lot of information as much as we can. And that, of course, will be in addition to whatever the health department does. So I don't think we're going to wait for the health department to do it. We'll be proactive and make sure that we're taking the lead on communication in this matter.
All right, then I'll just ask for Judy and or Will to email me later today when you have any updates so that we can get this on the air.
Absolutely.
All right, great. Well, as we say, we're on a new schedule now for the Mendocino Coast Health Report. On Tuesdays, it is the Mendocino Coast District Hospital, and on Thursday, the Mendocino Coast Clinics. Thank you for listening, and feel free to tell your friends who weren't listening, give us a few minutes, but there will be a podcast of this morning's program on our website. Rogalski here from the coast.